It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You are very welcome along to another edition of Opinions Matter with Jeremy and Katie today. Adrian is on a day off. He's on a short little break, so it's myself and Katie. I'm in Adrian's seat. Katie's in my seat. And we have a very interesting topic coming up for you in a couple of moments, which I will fill you in on in a second. But before all that, I just want to let you know that if you haven't subscribed to our podcast yet on Spotify or Apple or wherever you listen to your podcast, make sure you do so. Go on to Spotify, and I'll do it right now to show you how to do it. Because people are always asking every day, oh, what time does the podcast get posted at? What time does it get posted at? How do I listen to it? All you have to do, Spotify is great, just go on to Spotify, and it doesn't even have to be the paid for version, it can be the free version. And have you subscribed to our podcast?
I have subscribed.
Although it'd be stupid if you hadn't, yeah. Anyway, go to Opinions Matter and just click the green bell, and you will get notified every day when we post an episode. And we post an episode like most days, 5 days a week. So make sure you do subscribe to us on Spotify. That's where most of our listeners are. Now, what do we want to talk about in this edition of Opinions Matter? We first covered this back when the story broke, which was last month. And this is the story all to do with Irish rugby star, and he is an Irish rugby star, and his name is Edwin Adogbo. And I hope I pronounced his name right, I think he did. But it's Edwin Adogbo. Edwin Adogbo. And back when he made his debut for Ireland, you'll remember this, the IRFU had to take down posts on social media. They had to block people on social media because of the comments being made about Edwin. And they were racist comments. And some of the comments that we read out at the time were absolutely horrific. I have some of those comments still here. I have screenshots of them from, they were made on Twitter, on X. And some of them you just couldn't read out. Even on this podcast, you just couldn't read out some of the comments made about him. But I will read, I'll read the lesser of the offensive ones. But anyway, the fact, you know,
I would read them out and I'd name the people who actually wrote them. That's what I would do. I'd actually name and shame the scumbags who wrote the offensive ones.
Okay, well, here's one.
I mean, they've put it on a public forum, so why not? Okay, they've put their own names out there.
Well, here's one from a woman by the name of Patrice Johnson. Now, she's an Irish woman. I think she's right. From Louth, according to... Now, I don't know if what she is saying is racist. And by the way, this isn't the worst of them. But here's what Patrice actually posted. And this was a couple of weeks ago. She says, Edwin Adogbo isn't Irish, and it's not racist to point that out. He's Nigerian. His parents are Nigerian. Now, there was a lot worse said, but
well,
that's
not racist. That's factual.
That's what she said.
Is that what you class as racist?
No, well, I would class that as racist.
What?
Yeah.
She's pointed out facts. Not that she said the guy.
He is Irish. He's Irish.
He's born in Ireland. You see, I don't know anything about sports. This is not my bag.
To do with sport. He's born in, he's born and raised in Cork.
Then he's Irish. If he was born Irish. In Ireland, he is Irish. His parents are not Irish.
No, but his parents wouldn't claim to be Irish.
I don't understand them. What are you sure he's born in Ireland? Because she obviously seems quite sure.
Yes.
If she's going to take to social media and say it, you want to be very sure about something before you say it.
I'm talking about her.
What's his name again?
Edwin Adogbo. He was born and raised in in County Cork to Nigerian parents. But this isn't the argument. This isn't the argument about whether he's Irish or not, because I don't think there is a
difference. He was only born in 2002.
Yeah, he's only a baby.
Oh my God, he looks so much older.
Yeah, he's only a baby. But you have people like that, and that's the lesser end of it. People like Patrice who's saying, you know, he's not Irish and he will never be Irish. That's your opinion.
He is Irish.
Patrice, but facts, excuse me, don't care about your feelings, and he is Irish. I would class him as Irish with African heritage.
Yes,
that would be the correct.
That's exactly
That would be the correct.
He's Irish. He was born in Ireland.
In the same way, you would be Irish of French heritage. You do have French heritage.
Yeah,
your father is French. But I can guarantee you, never in your lifetime has anybody ever questioned your heritage here?
Because I'm white.
Because you're white.
Yeah, and that's sad. That is sad.
That is sad. But Katie would be of French heritage as well.
The sad thing about this is if this was, you know, an American guy or a guy from American parents or even Polish parents or Latvian parents or Canadian parents, nobody would say anything. This all comes down to the fact that this guy is black.
Yeah,
and you know, it's just, it's awful because it's a guy who's representing his country, representing his team.
Yep.
Obviously proud of his country, and then he faces this kind of hatred from vile scumbags.
Yep, absolutely. And as I said, you know, he's as Irish as Katie is Irish. They just happen to have parents
that are
from literally. So if the likes of Patrice is going to say that he's not Irish,
dad's from France. Literally, yeah. You're going to then she's claiming the exact same thing about me. But she wouldn't claim that about me if I were playing for Ireland. She wouldn't think anything because I'm white. So
maybe because your surname isn't traditionally Irish, maybe that would. But you put it this way: your ethnicity
wouldn't be an issue because I'm white.
It's never been questioned.
No, never
ever been questioned. So what is the difference? Anyway, the reason this is back in the news is because today. The IRFU have made a statement and said that they are going to pass on, or they want the An Garda Síochána to investigate the racist posts that were put on social media about Edwin. The IRFU have now confirmed that the investigation is complete and the matter is now being handed to the Gardaí. So the question is, and the question we want to ask you is, what should be done to these individuals? And I will read out some more of the messages
I think you should start to give context. Well, like that one you read there, this woman obviously believes that he wasn't born here. So to me, she would just be stating facts. I don't find anything offensive about that. Apart from the fact that she got it wrong, but that's not even offensive. No, that's just an error.
Anyway, that's what we want to talk about. What should be done to these people who tweeted, because it was mostly on Twitter, who tweeted racist abuse about Edwin?
You see, where I draw the line is I think it's fair for people to make comments, you know, to have their thoughts about immigration and their feelings about immigration.
But this is
when you're targeting an
individual,
individual and harassing them and bullying them, that's a whole different ball game. Like it's different making a comment based on, you know, a policy about immigration than targeted harassment.
It'll be interesting to see what the Gardaí do. We'll go to you, Jonathan, in one sec. Don't go away.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, Jonathan, what would you like to say on this?
Good afternoon, Jeremy.
Good afternoon. How are you?
You're not going to misrepresent me again today, Jeremy, are you?
No, absolutely. Well, you're here to defend yourself, so well, I don't.
Usually, when I send in a voicemail when I can't respond, you tend to misquote me and take me out of context. But we leave that alone for the minute.
Well, no. In fairness, it's a lot easier to just we've always said this when someone is on the line that you can go back and forth. Whereas with a voice note, it's one side.
Yeah.
Anyway, what do you make of this? The Gardaí investigation will take place now. It's been handed over to the Gardaí. People are looking for answers and they're looking for justice. What should be done to the people who tweeted racist stuff about him?
Well, I'll say this, Jeremy. Anybody that broke the law and put threatening message up to threaten and physically harm him, that's against the law. But calling people names, as far as I know, is not a crime. Or getting stuff wrong, as far as I know, is not a crime. And just for a second, Jeremy, can we just clear this up? That lad, right, he missed the Anka Baby referendum by 2 years. So he was born in 2005 in this country, but he'd still be Irish.
Yes, you are right. He was born after that referendum, which...
Before it, yeah. If he was born in 2005 and to Nigerian parents, is he still an Irish citizen? An Irishman?
Well, he probably wouldn't be. We wouldn't know if he would have Irish citizenship.
What do you mean, probably?
He wouldn't. Well, I don't know if in the meantime he had applied for Irish citizenship and got Irish citizenship, then he would.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah,
he would be.
But we'll agree here. We don't have fair Irish citizenship in this country unless one of your parents is actually Irish.
Okay, but even if he wasn't born in Ireland, even if he didn't consider himself Irish, what's wrong with him playing for the team? If he lives in Ireland now and he respects and loves the country.
Look, I just want to clear something up with Jeremy. Like, when you keep on, this comes up on the suits, Jeremy, and all that kind of way, and then when it doesn't suit him, he doesn't bother thinking about that. I believe that it's important, but my problem is this, Jeremy. I sent you videos before of foreign nationals in this country threatening and abusing, telling people to arm up and rent the people's houses, and they weren't arrested. They weren't taken into custody. They weren't questioned. Nothing happened to these people. So if the law is going to be applied, it needs to be applied equally across the board. And that's always my problem with these kind of things.
Now, your comment on Facebook was something to the effect of basically the guards have better things to be doing.
They should do it, okay, do you not think? The country's in bleeding bits.
No, I agree the country's in bits, and we need more guards on the streets. We need more guards in general. But,
yeah, but Jonathan,
people
let's
can't
not
just be allowed to spew this kind of hatred and just get away with it.
Okay, from what I could see at the time, nobody made physical threats, because, by the way, you wouldn't make it to his face. He's a bloody tank.
Yeah. They wouldn't.
And if he hits you, you can get him charged with assault. But come on, stop with the big man bollocks, okay? Let's go.
Okay, so
what's the crime?
Well, the crime is hate speech. That's what I would...
But that's not a law, Jeremy.
Well, you can be done for inciting hatred. Yes, you can be done for inciting...
Inciting violence is not is a crime.
So
using bad language...
So you don't think any of the comments, and I'll read out some more as we go along, you don't think any, like this one saying...
Well, I haven't read them all.
Okay, well...
One problem is this, I know from the beginning, this is not going to be employed equally across the board.
Okay, but this person...
If I'm on Facebook and I'm in an argument with some black lad, say, from here, and he starts calling me a white bollocks and white this and white that, and I ring the guards about that, they're going to laugh at me. But if I abuse him because of the colour of his skin...
I do agree with you on that.
I
do agree with you on that.
That's my problem, Jeremy, with this.
I agree with Jonathan there. Racism, a lot of people believe racism only works one way.
No, I don't think most people believe that
it
works one way.
No, but I think people take it more seriously. If a black person come on the phone now and start calling me, what is it called, white people?
Crackers, something in America,
let's say,
cracker, yeah.
And I use the N-word, I would be more judged. Now, I wouldn't use that word anyway, it's a disgusting word, but if I use that word, I would be the one who would be judged and called a racist and everything, whereas I don't believe it's taken as seriously in the opposite way. Do you know what I mean? I don't think
that's my problem with it. If the law is going to apply, it has to apply to everyone under the law, Jeremy.
Yeah, but then again, you could say, Jonathan, that white people don't face the same racism. We don't face the same hatred.
And the fact of the matter is, Jonathan, when that post was put up, if that player had been white and his name was Mickey O'Brien, or Mickey O'Rourke, and he had made his debut for Ireland, there would have been no need to take down all those posts off social media. But because there is a huge cohort of Irish people who, when they see someone with black skin, they think...
She's like that girl from Tala. What's her name? She's like Tala. She's like Dublin accent and all. Rashid. Is that
Rashid,
her name?
Yeah.
The runner?
But again, what year was she born and to who was she born to in the country? This is the thing that...
But she was born in Ireland.
Jeremy.
But why does it matter? Why are you getting caught up?
Before or after the referendum? Because these things matter, Jeremy.
Why should it matter to you whether, the anchor babies, why should it make any difference?
Listen for a second. Here's my thing, Jeremy. You ever see the thing going around there about the white girl walking with braids in her hair and the black girl? This is in Ireland now. And the black girl telling her how it was cultural appropriation and she shouldn't be allowed to do these kinds of things. Did you see that video?
No, I didn't actually, no.
Well, I sent it to you. So, you know, this is the problem that's going on now. We can see everything is one-sided against us and people are getting caught up now in emotions. And things like the referendum, Jeremy, matter. Otherwise, you wouldn't have had a referendum on it. So you have to start implementing these things as you're going along. You can't just turn around and say tomorrow everyone's already because you were born in the country.
So when do you believe that Edwin should be able to ring the guards and say, listen, here's the accounts that have been made?
And by the way, he didn't.
Yeah, but do you believe...
He can do that and they can take it seriously. My question is this. Is hate speech a crime in this country or is it not?
Well, it could be seen if something is...
Incitement to hatred
Incitement to hatred is an actual threat on someone's...
If something is deeply offensive, yes?
I offend you all the time, I assume. Or sometimes I say things about you when I offend you. You ring the guards on me.
No, because I'm not offended, and it's not, you're not questioning my race or anything.
But you could argue even under Coco's law, then online bullying, it's against the law. It's actually a law, Coco's law. After that girl Nicole, Coco Fox, who took her own life a couple of years ago due to bad bullying online, could you argue then under that harassment and bullying online?
Well, again, they were threatening that girl with physical harm and telling her to do physical harm.
I still think Coco's law isn't just covering physical harm. So you could.
But hang on, Jonathan. We shouldn't be looking for an out to let these people off.
I'm not looking for an out, Jeremy. Like I said, I agree. I think racism is abhorrent. I don't subscribe to any of it. I'm just, my concern in this court, like it has been since talking to you, is the double standard within the law itself.
So what should be done to the... Well, let me deal with this one particular comment online, and there's a lot worse. Nigeria is a safe country. he should go home there.
Not if you're a Christian, it's not.
Sorry?
Not if you're a Christian, it's not. So look at the amount of Christians being killed in Nigeria at the minute, Jeremy.
Okay, I'm talking about the comment. Yes, obviously Nigeria isn't a safe place. But is that comment, which is directed towards Edwin, is that offensive?
You can find offensive if you want. Do I find offensive?
No, because it's not
the, really.
Yeah, but you're not black. You're not black.
It's just someone's opinion, isn't it? Go back to Nigeria. You don't have to listen to that.
But if somebody was if a group of people were targeting you on social media for no reason, by the way, you'd done nothing to anybody to offend anybody, and they were making personal hurtful comments, you would feel very, very differently. It's easy to say, well, it doesn't offend me when it's not aimed at you.
But if I rang the guards about a cage, would I be taken seriously?
No, probably not.
Well, hang on, they have to take everything seriously.
They probably wouldn't do anything.
There you go, that's all I'm saying. So it's going to be a big push now with this. Like I said, I don't agree with being abused. He represents Ireland, he has the Irish jersey on there. They went and won the triple. I'm not a big fan of rugby.
And he is Irish.
Would you go as far as to say he is Irish? He's Irish. He was born in this country before the referendum this country when it was. And before you jump up and down, Jeremy, yes, Phil Lynn and Paul McGrath and all the people are Irish too, because their mothers were Irish.
No, Paul McGrath was born in England,
But his mother was Irish.
Yeah, so would you consider Paul McGrath Irish?
Yes.
Okay, that's good.
Of course I do.
Okay.
So that's what I'm saying to you. So my issue here again, like I said, Jeremy, is we know that the law is going to be, it's going to be one-sided again. Everything is one-sided in this country at the minute, especially when it comes to crime. Like I said, I sent you the video of the Jamaican lad telling people to arm up, tool up, and go into people's houses in this country and attack them.
He should be.
And he was never arrested for it.
Well, he should be. He should be. I don't know why.
I know he should be.
I don't know
why. But he wasn't.
Okay, stay there for a second, please, Jonathan. Here is lots of comments coming in this. Here is Henry. Hi, Henry.
Hi, guys. I can't come on today's show, but I'd like to get my comment on this. It's atrocious why he's going through, really. Like, I mean, Edwin, you know, he's a good player, like, you know, very good. But you see, the thing is, right, if you look at the Irish squad, right, they have Gibson Park, they have Mac Hansen, they have James Ball, they have Josh Van der Flair, they have Bundonaki, right? None of those players were born in Ireland and they don't get any stick. But why are they picking on Edwin?
I don't, that's a very good point. I don't know why he was picked on. And it was just, it happened, as I said, when they put the post up all over, it just blew up over social media, but it's still going on now. Just people can't get over it. And they just, some people will just not accept that Edwin is Irish. And I can tell you now, Edwin is as Irish as Katie is and is as Irish as I am. And that's the bottom line. There's no ifs or buts about it.
Well, my mom is Irish, so I mean, I come from Irish heritage. So you could argue he's probably not as Irish as I am.
Okay, but you're mixed heritage.
I'm mixed heritage, but I do have Irish ancestry and Irish heritage.
Well done, you.
So I wouldn't exactly say we're exactly the same.
Okay, but what does it matter?
It doesn't matter. But I just think if you're going to say he's just as Irish, he's not just as Irish. Okay. I actually have Irish.
Okay, but it's not a battle, but it's down to skin colour at the end of the day.
That's sad. That is sad.
Anya, you're a regular on this show speaking up against racism and against your concerns about your child who's mixed race growing up in Ireland. What do you think should be done to the people who posted racial abuse towards Edwin?
Hey, you guys, how's things? What I think is, number one, they should be jailed for it. And number two, there should be a banning. A lot, as we all know, a lot of this happens through social media. So it does, because they're cowards and they can't say it to a particular person's face. What I also feel is there should be a new rule on all social media accounts, like the Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, the popular ones. There should be a real banning, and if there's any racial abuse being commented on the likes of Edwin, on the likes of Rashid Adeleke, they should be banned off social media for life.
I don't think a ban off social media is enough, to be honest with you. I don't think...
No, it's not. No, it's not.
My only fear is when it's... Is it a case then that racism is subjective? So when you read out that message earlier on, Jeremy, that you said that the message from that woman pointing out his ethnicity and his background and everything, you would have thought that's racist, whereas I wouldn't. My fear then is, does it become a situation where nobody can say anything because somebody somewhere decides it's offensive, where somebody else might not have meant it to be offensive?
Like, okay, you told me the original comment.
You might find offensive. I don't find, yeah, the original comment.
Evan Adogbo isn't Irish, and it's not racist to point that out. But you don't get to that woman, you don't get to decide what is racist.
But it's not.
Racist.
I'm not black. That's not racist. No, I'm
but
white.
But he is Irish. He is Irish. Okay, what she's saying may not be racist, but it's factually incorrect. He is Irish.
Okay, but her biggest sin there is that she didn't get where he's right from. But that's not an offensive comment. So my fear is, do we implement some kind of lifetime ban and start arresting people? And then it gets to the point where nobody can open their mouths.
Well, no, we're not at that stage where nobody can. Again.
So you would have found that, though, a racist comment. You said that.
Yeah, I think it's my opinion that
I don't think that's racist. That's somebody who's trying to point out something. Now, her intent behind pointing it out, why would you even point it out? But what she's saying, she believes she's actually true, but she hasn't actually said anything insulting. She said his parents aren't Irish. That's not wrong. That's not insulting.
But then you have comments as well, and again, going from Twitter here as well. I bet a week's wages that he was given a free house off the government.
No, that's racist. That's racist. That's assuming something based on the fact that he's black.
John, how are you?
Well, who's going to police this? And who? And that's what Katie said. Where does it become racism? Where is it, you know, you're not from Ireland. How is that racist? What, like, where, define racism
here. On Facebook is like, it is racist, Katie. He literally said your parents aren't from Ireland. That is a fact. If he said to me, you're a woman, that is a fact. It's just a fact.
You know, I don't see the racism here, guys. And again, you can kiss the podcast goodbye. You can kiss a lot of stuff goodbye if hate speech rules like the UK come in.
But hang on, just to say that, you know, somebody is not Irish just because his skin is not white.
Who gives a fuck?
What do you mean, who gives a fuck? It's easy for you, again, with your white privilege.
Well, hold on, Jeremy, you know, boy. You don't start barking white privilege at me,
okay?
You don't know, Jeremy,
that he said that because his skin is white. That person might have. Because the parents
are I've seen plenty of people here, black dog colour, slagging each other off. Like, a slagging's a slagging, lads. Who gives a fuck? Like, I wouldn't take it personally if someone says to me, you little Irish clown, or, you know, I see all this online. That pulling the back out of each other, you know. But you know, who gives a fuck? That's what I meant in that sense. You know, like, if someone accuses me of not being Irish or I'm not from Ireland, what the fuck do I care?
No,
what do I actually care?
No, you're not getting this. The point is, nobody is ever.
I am getting it.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Where you're from.
I'm seeing a lot of shit online, Jeremy.
Nobody is online.
And the fact of the matter is, if you want it policed, and who has the millions and millions and millions of taxpayers' money to police this and have police knocking at people's doors? Oh, you said there that he wasn't Irish, or he wasn't this and he wasn't that, or her kid wasn't Irish. Like, but he's got a fucking grippy as himself. Seriously, like.
Okay, again, your ethnicity has never been questioned. You know.
I should be thankful. Is that what you're saying?
Well,
is that what it is?
I'm just saying you've never had to put up with someone saying you should go back to your own country. Has anybody actually ever said that to you?
I can guarantee you, if I landed in fucking Africa tomorrow, they'd tell me to fuck off back to Ireland. Of course they would, you know. But the fact of the matter is, this is not under question here. What's under question here is, what's racism? What defines racism?
And if someone says to you, everyone's saying, oh, you know, I'm not offended by what he said. It's like, obviously you're not offended. It wasn't said to you and it's not insulting you. Like, it's,
yeah, I get where you're coming from on that, Katie. I get that. And I get you so offended by this. But what's arrestable here? This is what I'm questioning.
We don't know if he's offended by this, because I don't think he's actually come out and said anything, has he?
He hasn't.
You said the Gardaí came out and investigated this. So why are they investigating?
Okay,
and what's arrestable?
Okay, it's been handed over to the Gardaí now. Yes, the IRFU. And here's what they said. We're aware of some targeted abuse online and will continue to work with. And then they mention a company which specialises in online abuse. And it's been it's been now handled by the Gardaí. Okay. So one would assume that the Gardaí will start checking IP addresses of people. I mean, that's the problem. I always thought when Elon Musk took over Twitter and you could get those paid for blue ticks, I thought one of the deals was you had to give your actual real name and your address and stuff like that. But Twitter's
no.
Twitter's literally a cesspit of the most disgusting
We've all seen it, Jeremy.
It's literally, Twitter is full of human filth. That's what I'm
talking about. What I'm questioning is, Jeremy, is because it's a fine line here of what's racism and what's not. What's okay to say, what's not. You know, we could be here all fucking year, you know, saying, well, that's arrestable, that's not. You know, like if you're threatening someone, that's arrestable. I presume it would be anyway. You know, hurtful comments there, you're going to hurt this person and hurt their family. You know, you should never say that to anybody. You know, I believe anybody should be fucking arrested for that. You went through it yourself. But what I'm saying is that if I call you a bollocks and I don't agree with opinions matter and I start, you know, calling you a fucker and, you know, I'll see you next Tuesday. So, you know, again...
Jeremy showed me one or two of the comments. And there are some pretty vile... How Twitter even allows them to be posted.
One of them,
No, I would
read... No, you can't read that out. You can't read that
out. Name the person who... The scumbag who put that up.
No, because it's an anon account.
But oh, is it? That needs to go as well, that anon account.
One of the comments is threatening harm on the person and then comparing that person to an animal.
Yeah, and saying he should be shot.
Yeah. And
it's
that's
disgusting. Okay. That is disgusting.
That's all heavy shit, lads. You know what I mean?
Hang on. So some of the stuff is heavy and some of the stuff isn't heavy. So who decides?
There you go. This is exactly what I meant. Who decides
on
what?
That's exactly what I said.
What?
Yeah, this is where the line...
Man, that's exactly what I agree with you totally, Kate. You know, the fact of the matter is, who's going to sit there and judge, jury, and the executioner on this and define what's not and what's what? If we go down, as I say, a speech rule that we have in the UK and here in the Ireland of Ireland, well, freedom of speech, you might as well forget about it.
Who gives that prick who put up that comment about shooting him?
I enjoy free speech,
like, who does that person think they are?
We shouldn't allow just a very small minority of people.
Hang on a second. It's not a very small minority. There were hundreds and hundreds of comments, and even the IRFU have said themselves under investigation that the majority of social media posts relating to Edwin's story were from the Republic of Ireland. So these...
No way to say that. They weren't or they weren't. But again, as I said, Jeremy, we could be here all week. What's racism, what's not? What's wrong, what's right? What's, you know... I think what's coming here is, and what's coming down the road is, and the government are looking for it. I don't know they're looking for it. And if they get it, we're all folks.
Oh, what?
If they get a hate speech ban here in the early world, that's the end of it, as I say. I enjoy talking to you, as I enjoy you and colourful language now and again because things get hot and heavy. Imagine me ringing Opinions Matter if the hate speech law came in and I'm giving my two pence worth and look, the cops will be knocking at the door tomorrow, you know.
What we do on this show is we don't allow hate speech.
I get that, Katie, but you'd be only pinned to say what you can say. You'd be limited to say what you can say, and nobody wants to be limited in speech.
Okay, well, stay there for a second because the next man probably does. Don't go away.
I'm just genuinely in shock that I know it happens when you actually see, like, was that on Facebook or Twitter that comment showed me?
And again, don't read it out.
No, I'm not going to read it out, but it's just you see that and it just makes you angry. Like, what gives them the right to say that to another human being? And not even done anything to them.
And it was a two-part tweet. The first part of it was threatening direct harm on an Irish legend.
You have to feel kind of sorry for someone like that though who posts that because they're obviously not right in the head.
They're misfits.
They've obviously got no life.
Yeah, living
like
on
you
their...
just they're obviously scumbag loser wasters with nothing better going on in their lives. That's where they get their kicks. Like I actually pity someone with that kind of life.
Okay, don't go away.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Here's the thing, lads. Mark my words now. Remember this podcast because if any of the perpetrators of that vile racist abuse, if any of them end up in court, I can guarantee you, what would they be like outside the court, Katie? Face covered.
They're not going to stand up and put everything in.
These shitheads always cover their face always cover their face when they're outside court, and you'll see them crying in front of the judge, and they'll be told that they have a bad upbringing and all that. I say fuck them. I say throw the book.
Yeah, big
throw
time. The, a comment like that last one you showed me. There's no excuse, no upbringing, no nothing. Nothing gives anyone the right to treat another person
throw the book
like
at
that.
Them. Anthony, what do you want to say on this?
Robbie,
what do you want to say on this? I know you've strong opinions about it.
I don't agree. We need like hate speech laws. You know, I think you have to be very careful. You know, when you get down that route. But you know, it what some of the comments that are saying are out and out racism. Like, you know, you can't deny that. But saying mean things on the internet, that's the internet for it. But I think as I said on Facebook earlier on, they're mostly cowards, hiding behind anonymous accounts. You know, they're gonna face no punishment. They'd never say it to his face. You know, it's just, you know, they're idiots, and most of the people who are complaining are the ones who are abusing the adult system as much as they accuse the foreigners of doing it.
But then again, when you're talking about online hate and stuff like that, then where do we draw the line? Say, for instance, when it comes to football, if someone's favourite football team plays really badly, people will direct hate towards the managers and the players and say, "Oh,
actual physical, you know, actual credible threats." If you say, I think a lot of the Manchester United team lives in Salford, if I'm not mistaken. If you said you were going to go to an area where the Manchester United team lived, and you're going to bomb on their houses, that's the threat that should be looked into.
Okay, but let's deal with the comments then, you know, telling Edwin to go back to his own country when his own country is, in fact, Ireland. Is that something that someone should be dragged up in front of court over?
No, those people are far too dumb to go to court.
So we should just let people away with that then?
Do you really think the court system could accommodate, you know, that many fuck knuckles?
No, but I just think it's going to take... You know, it's going to take a few examples. People are too free.
They're idiots. They're just being vocal online because you know they get away with it. You know, the companies who, like, you know, Meta should be releasing, you know, you shouldn't be able to hide behind the internet. You know, like, you know, if you have an online profile, you know, it should be open, you know, to a freedom of information. You know, obviously if you're, a government body or authorities or something like that. Not every job soap should be able to find every intimate detail of your social media activity. But, you know, I could make an account now, go onto the Opinions Matter Facebook page and call you all, you know, the worst names under the sun, and you'd never know it was me.
And that is the scary thing. And hopefully, as I said, hopefully even the people hiding behind the anonymous accounts, Katie, will be able to track down.
Yeah.
I mean, it is possible to track people down even if they have anonymous accounts.
But it's a lot of work. Are they going to invest that money into the resources? They're probably not.
But all it's going to take is people have become, since social media came along, you look at the abuse that we get.
Mm.
Do you remember when Adrian was diagnosed with cancer, people sending the messages? Geez. Literally. Yeah. Adrian had been diagnosed with cancer a couple of days.
Yeah.
And people were wishing death on him.
Yeah, that was shocking. That really was shocking.
You shouldn't have got the jab. You shouldn't have got the jab. Do you remember that? Some of the stuff that people were saying. And he didn't report any of those. But people have just become too free. In all the years, that we've been getting dogs abuse on social media, has anyone ever said anything to your face?
No, never.
Never?
No. You had once. People say something
I've
to your face.
I've had it once, maybe twice. In 30 years.
You had someone throw a chicken fillet roll at you.
Yes, I did. Yeah, but that's two incidents.
Yeah,
years. The truth is, guys, that the majority of people that were posting those comments about Edwin there would not dare go up to him if they saw him walking down the street and say it to him. Would you agree?
No way. Sure, he's too big. He'd kill them.
Yeah, he would. Well, he'd be right. Slapped him across the head. Yeah. Anthony, you want to get in on this as well. What do you want to say?
Well, I want to say it's absolutely despicable, all the racist abuse that Edwin's been getting. That man has done more for this country than those bloody racist scum ever will. We need proper hate crime legislation in this country to punish these racists. Do you remember last year in Waterford, a young girl got attacked by racist boys older than she was, teenagers. We need hate crime legislation to stop that kind of thing and start punishing people. Just arrest a few of these little scumbags, make examples of them, give them very long prison sentences, and that will send the message. Racism will not be tolerated. what Jonathan was going on about the referendum, that referendum, it doesn't fucking matter. Because racism is vile and completely unacceptable.
Racism is vile, but some of the stuff, Anto, I've heard you getting upset over in the past has been way over the top. Like, you're getting upset over that comment about his parents aren't from Ireland, they're from Nigeria. You think that's a racist comment? That, to me, is a fact.
So he didn't say that.
He did on Facebook. He did on Facebook.
It's just horrible racism. I want to see hate crime legislation to properly punish all these racists. We cannot let this rise in racism go on. We need to stamp it out because we know that bloody Musk, he's not going to do anything about the racism on Twitter because he's a racist himself. He made the freaking Nazi salute during Trump's inauguration, after all. He's a damn Nazi. That's what Musk is. He's not going to do anything to stop all the racism.
Did Anthony compare something to rape?
But hang on, I don't know. You just said there a second ago about we need hate speech laws, and then you just went on and you literally went on this mad hate-filled rant about Elon Musk. So
I was pointing out facts.
Oh.
At Trump's inauguration, he made the Nazi salute.
Yes, I know he did, but under the very laws that you want brought in, yeah? Under the very laws that you want brought
in. He would need to be punished for because that is a fact.
Yeah, but listen to me, Anthony.
It's a fact.
But listen to me, Anthony. Under the laws that you want brought in on hate speech, you'd be done yourself. Because you're literally...
No, I wouldn't.
You would.
No, I wouldn't.
You would because...
Well, I've heard you making comments about addicts and the past being junkies and stuff. That could be hate speech, Anto.
It's not, and it's Anthony.
Sorry, Anthony.
Apology accepted. It's Anthony.
Okay, Anthony. The point is...
This is bonkers. Anthony, sorry, you didn't actually address my comment. In the past, you've referred to addicts as junkies and made pretty disturbing comments about addicts. Surely that could be seen as hate speech, no?
It isn't, but sadly...
Oh, so it's okay when you junkies, say it.
Look, some junkies, sadly...
That's hate speech.
Yeah, because it's a fact.
No, sorry. You're using a derogatory term to classify a group of people.
If you look up in a dictionary what a drug addict is, it says right there the word junkie. It's not derogatory.
I don't think it does. Let's look up. I just don't like the hypocrisy here.
Yeah, the point we're trying to make, Anthony, is that there are certain sections of society that you spread hate about, one of those being drug addicts. You've often said that about drug addicts. And under the speech laws that you want brought in, you could be done for hate speech because of your comments about drug addicts. Can you see that?
No, I wouldn't. I just think we need hate crime legislation to punish the racist. Go after the racist and make some bloody examples of a few of them. Give them very long prison sentences, no slap on the wrist, just lock them up and keep them in prison for a few years at least.
Do you want somebody locked into Mountjoy Prison because they said hurty words on Twitter? Is that what you want?
If they said horrible racist crap or violent threats, yes, lock them up.
And what about if a black person made them about a white person?
If the black person said racist comments, then yes.
Okay. If I go on to an addict's page today and I start calling them a junkie, is that okay?
Give me a famous person
who's turned their life around. Shane Lynch from Boyzone.
Yeah.
He turned his life around. Wasn't he on drugs and stuff?
Jeez, I don't know.
Or alcohol. He was an alcoholic.
I don't pay attention to music, so I have no idea about any of that. You could just mention all that. It'll just go right over my head.
Okay, but if there's somebody famous in the public eye who's had problems with alcohol or drugs, and I go onto their page and I start calling them a junkie or...
A dipso.
Is that okay?
It was alcohol, by the way.
Okay. Is that okay, Anthony? Okay, take a break there to think about your response.
The point.
If it is someone who is just on drugs, who's causing trouble,
That is illegal bullshit. Stuff, you know it? That's bullshit. It's a poor. It's that's a not. No. I'm sorry. You're a hypocrite. That's so hypocritical. I want people to be arrested for hate speech, but it's okay to go on and abuse somebody who's an addict or they're on drugs or they're an alcoholic. That's okay. You are a fool. You are the biggest fool I have ever spoken to on this podcast.
It's the same
without a shadow of a doubt.
It's the same as the Patriots.
King of the fools.
You know the Patriots are always out marching for free speech. You know those.
Oh, he's shouting there. Let him.
I'm no hypocrite, and I'm no.
You are a hypocrite. You are a hypocrite.
No, I'm not.
You either want people penalised for hate speech or you don't, you fool. If I go on and I start berating someone for having an addiction or alcoholism, that is hate speech if I'm insulting them and harassing them. Come on, Anto.
I wouldn't be. It's Anthony.
Okay, well, you know what? This is also the podcast I work on, so I'll say whatever name I want. Okay, thanks, Anto, for your contribution. Let's move on.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Martin, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Basically, what I want to say is, yeah, these racists, people who say actual racism now and threats to them, yeah, they should be investigated. I know, I agree they should be put in jail, but the thing is, where are you going to put them? Like, we can't even lock nonces up. You know, there's massive overcrowding in the prisons as it is. But I do agree they should be sent to prison. You know, because at the end of the day, it is horrible. And, you know, I'm all for free speech, but that crosses the line. You know, don't want a situation like there is over in England where, like you just said it there, Jeremy, hurty words. Like, we don't want another Lucy Connolly situation here. Like, do you know, where the woman put in jail for months just because she said something about a fucking iPass center. You know?
But then who becomes the police that decides what is hate speech and what isn't?
I mean, like, if just for argument's sake, like, I remember, I didn't look at any of these comments that were put about you, man, but I remember when England lost the Euro 2020 final.
Oh, your like, God, yeah.
Yeah, and there were people putting up, like, monkey emojis and stuff like that. Like, that's clear racism, like. But you aren't saying that his parents are from Nigeria. Well, that's a fact. That's not racist.
No, that is a fact, and I don't think even he would have a problem. But saying that he's not Irish and he should go back to Nigeria is racism.
Oh, it's downright racism. I mean, like, my dad suffered racism in England in the 70s, 80s, 90s, you know, when the troubles were going on over here. It was very hard for a lot of Irish fellas to go into pubs. As soon as they open their mouth, you know, some place won't even serve them. Would be just like, yeah, out.
And by the way, just as you because you mentioned Lucy Connolly and stuff like that, and for people who wouldn't be aware of Lucy Connolly's story, it was huge news in the UK. Do you think she should have been locked up for the tweet she put up?
Oh fuck no, Jeremy! Come on.
Okay, well, stay there for a second because I want to read it.
What was the tweet?
I'll read it out now. So this happened last year in the UK, and okay, it was kind of a milestone. That, you know, that people were shocked that the police would knock at someone's door over a tweet. So it was, do you remember the murder in Southport in the UK? So it happened after what she posted online, she called for mass deportations and she said, set fire to all the hotels housing asylum seekers for all I care. So that's
horrible.
So that's what
horrible.
That's what she put up.
Yeah.
And this woman was a 41-year-old at the time, horrible, a childminder, and she put that up on Twitter. It was viewed over a quarter of a million times.
Well, at what point when she was posting that did she think that this was going to go in her favour?
Well, Martin, you didn't like seem that to have a problem with that tweet.
Oh, no, she didn't say go set fire to them. She says, for all I care, you can.
Martin, come on, don't play silly buggers here.
I'm not playing silly buggers. I know, and by the way, you're on about the Southport attacks there. By the way, the media and the government, I know we're an island and all, but that was all fucking covered up too. I mean, Keir Starmer fucking helped his father years ago in an immigration case. That's come out since. It was all said, oh, he was a little Christian boy. No, he wasn't a little Christian boy.
Okay, we're getting off the point now. The point is, you don't see anything wrong with that tweet where she said there should be mass deportations, set fire to all the hotels housing asylum seekers for all I care. And you don't see that as...
That's incitement to hatred.
That's an opinion.
What did she say first about mass deportations?
That's an opinion.
Yeah. No, I don't see a problem with that either. That's her opinion. She believes we need mass deportations. That's whatever. That's her opinion. But then saying set fire to them, that's gone across another line. Do you know what I mean? These are where children live. There's kids living in these centres. Innocent children.
Not that many of them, if you actually look around.
But how can you look at that tweet and go, oh, yeah, that's fair comment? How can you?
How can I?
Yeah.
Well, there needs to be mass deportations, not over in England.
That's nothing to do with the comment about the second part of it.
What about setting fire? Like, I don't agree that people should be setting fire to these places if there's people in there. But if she said, for all I care, if she said, you should all go out and set fire to these places, that's inside
but
the
what she what she's doing is she's condoning people doing that. Yeah. She's condoning it. She's normalising it.
Look at the language.
It's disgusting.
I don't care if they're set on fire. That's what she's saying. She just worded it the other way. But
well, I wouldn't care if it was an empty building set on fire either.
We're not talking about empty building sites here. We're not. And see, this is where it comes about. That was retweeted hundreds of thousands of times, as far as I can remember. So lots of people would have seen that on Twitter.
She could have just left it at, I think there should be mass deportations.
That's all she should. That's all she.
She didn't have to.
Yeah,
say
but people are angry, Katie. Like,
oh,
you
no,
know
look,
that
I
yourself.
I get it. I also believe that the system needs to be looked at. Like, you know, when you're in hospital or, you know, you're trying to get your kid on a waiting list into schools and everything is so stretched. I get it. I get the frustration people have. But like saying, I don't care if they set fire to, like, that's ultimately saying, you know, people could get killed.
I'm sorry for cutting across your Martin for a second. And Amanda, have you taken that tweet down? Or sorry, that comment on Facebook. Just as we were talking about that.
Oh, you can't read that out?
No, I can't. I certainly will not read that out. Just as we were talking about that Lucy Connolly case, as you know, when we record this podcast, we also post it live on Facebook and people comment.
They're still typing.
And we invite them. We invite them on. And that's how the podcast is recorded. I'm sorry, I'm actually tripping over my words here.
Yeah, that's horrific.
And in the comments section of our Facebook page, and even legally, I don't know if we can name the person. We won't just yet. But someone just commented on the live feed. And I can't repeat the comment.
I think it came up hidden, so I don't think anyone saw it because of the language in it.
I hope it came
I think
up
that's
hidden.
A word we had. And that's not the only thing they've said, but there we have the N-word obviously blocked out of our page.
But lads, this comment that someone has just made is...
I'm talking about kids as well.
Is on a scale, and this isn't me being a snowflake.
No.
On a scale of 1 to 10, this is a 15. That actually...
Is it a real account?
Yeah, it is a real account, look.
Oh yeah, look, there she is with her kids.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. How does somebody get to that level of hatred in life?
I don't know. And again, I know I have two callers on the line.
Jesus.
I know Martin's there and Brian is there. And literally, we cannot read out that. But Martin, I will give you the bones about it as much as I can. This woman, and I put that in inverted commas, whose comment has been taken down, is made absolutely horrific comments.
Made a joke about children in third world countries.
I'm
sorry, but making a joke about children who are starving in third world countries.
What's Christine saying? Don't repeat the comment. I just said I'm not repeating it.
We're not going to repeat it.
I just said I wasn't. And what do you mean repeat it? I haven't said it once. So to repeat something, you have to say it once. I'm sorry for being angry. I'm just really angry over that comment.
I know, Martin, it is.
And that proves the conversation, Martin, that, you know, hurty words can go too far. And I'm telling you...
Oh, they can, yeah. I'm not saying they can't.
And
like, I don't know if this person should be reported because what they're saying is... there's violence.
It's inciting violence. Yeah. No, as I said, luckily nobody saw it.
Like, I mean, that's scary to think that somebody who can speak like that...
But
and
also...
Nonchalantly send that in.
Also, wishing ill on
children
is
in
just...
In third world countries.
I don't know. We've broken down as a society.
Jesus Christ.
And I know you wouldn't condone it, Martin. I'm not even saying for one moment.
No, if we read this out, Martin, you'd be the first to condemn it.
He would condemn it. I just...
We can give her first name.
No.
Yeah, give her first name. Jennifer, you are an absolute scumbag. Mm. To block her. We don't want you listening to our show.
She blocked her.
Absolute scumbag. What a bitch. Fucking hell.
And Brian, I know you've been on hold as well, wanting to talk about this, but I'm just...
What a bitch.
Do you mind if we talk to you another time, Brian?
Yeah, that's all problem.
You're really affected by this, aren't you?
Yeah, that's just... What do you do?
Kids, like, to say that about kids, I would actually say that this would I'd at least report it to Facebook, get her a ban or something.
It has been reported.
Even get her in Facebook jail.
Reported to Facebook. It's just Samantha's saying, I hate the phrase hurty words. Yeah, so do I, Samantha.
I don't like the phrase hurty words in this context, because what this woman said
this
is a lot.
Hurty words.
This isn't hurty words.
This is just. And here's the thing about this particular woman, guys, is that this particular woman, from what we can see from the Facebook profile, if it is real, this woman has two children.
And she look at all the stuff about missing dogs and save the animals, and she speaks about people like that. What a scoot. That's horrible. That is horrible. What a way to end the show. Do you know what I mean? That just proves everything you've been saying for the last.
And to that person saying Jeremy just wants to end the podcast early, laughy, laughy. I don't know why you're putting up laughing emojis about, sorry, am I missing something? Is there something funny about this?
We were going to go with this till 2:45.
Yeah, is there something funny about this?
That's terrible. Anya just texted me. That's terrible for Anya. Anya just messaged, she was on earlier. I actually feel sick to my stomach. That must be very hard for her as a mother of a child who's mixed race.
Lads, there's so much hate in the world, not just in Ireland at the moment, but in the world. And to hear it out of a grown woman that has children is just, people have become, this is what I
feel
said.
Sorry for her kids, yeah, because you'd wonder what way the kids are going to grow up,
yeah,
and what they're going to be hearing or what's going to be normalised to them.
Yeah.
You know, and then you have the likes of Anya's child in a classroom with,
yeah,
the kids of someone like this, and kids unfortunately learn from what they hear and what they see.
Yeah. Anyway, lads, that's it.
That's horrendous.
As I said, I'd love to be able to tell you exactly what this woman, and I put that in.
If I just let her name, her surname slip.
No, just don't.
People can go find her on Facebook. No, I can't.
No, you can't do that. Can I not tell? We can't direct hate towards somebody.
But she commented.
I know.
That's so frustrating.
Yep. It is frustrating, but unfortunately, she's covered by the law as well. And even if we put that a screenshot of the post up on her Facebook page would be taken down, and rightfully so. But the fact is, people like this exist in Ireland. People that are just filled with hate. And
do you know, I'm going to end this on a good note. My son's birthday was over the weekend.
Oh, okay.
And he had a little, his best friend is Indian. And do you know what he calls his Indian best friend? His twin. He thinks they're like twins. And I just love that kids don't see colour or race or anything
don't.
It's so cute. The two of them think they're actually twins.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They couldn't be more different.
Yeah.
But it's just that message. I actually don't want to let that woman get to me. I think we should end this on some kind of positive note, Jeremy. Inject something positive into this.
Here's something positive that I'll inject into. That woman will never be on our Facebook page ever again. Banned from it.
As far as to say she should be reported for that comment.
Oh yeah, sorry, it has been reported. The comment was reported.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm sorry that took over the conversation, but it's just that sometimes social media really is a cesspit, isn't it? It's a sewer. It's where the lowest form of human
pond scum,
yeah,
pond scum
come together. That's what it is. It really is. And people ask us
the amount of people who want to see what the message is. Lads, you don't want to see this. Like, honestly.
Why would you even want to see it? Anyway, thank you very much for listening to this edition of Opinions Matter. And just remember that there are people out there who are like that. Evil, evil, evil people with sick, twisted minds. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast by clicking the green bell on Spotify, and you'll get it updated whenever we post another episode of Opinions Matter. And we will talk to you on the next one. Bye-bye.